What a beautiful summer day here in BC, Canada. Take a look at this. Well, welcome here. Today I want to teach you an English idiom. What's that? Oh, you don't want to learn any idioms today? What do you want to do? You want to go blueberry picking? I've never been blueberry picking before. I was going to teach you some English. Guess I have to figure out how to go blueberry picking now. I always listen to your guys' requests. So smash like and we will go blueberry picking, my friends. All right, guys, we are going to Grey Wolf Farms. We're going to Grey Wolf Farms. All right, guys, welcome to a blueberry farm here in BC, Canada. Look at all these blueberries. Man, look at that. Look at these bushes. They're just full of blueberries. Man, this is gonna be a delicious afternoon for me. So I got a pail here, and so it's 10 bucks for a pail. So I'm gonna, and she said, the person who owns this farm, she said, even if I fill it all the way, like, overflowing, it's still 10 bucks. So that's actually, that's pretty cheap, eh? 10 bucks for a huge pail. You know, if you were to buy blueberries in the store, it's always like $3 or $4, maybe $5 for just a tiny little container. So 10 bucks for a huge ice cream pail. This kind of pail is called an ice cream pail. All right, wow, look at these guys. Just massive bunches of blueberries. So blueberries, they grow in, I think you'd call it a bunch. Okay, we don't use the word for grapes. We would call it a cluster of grapes. But for these, I don't know, you could use the word cluster if you want, but I think it would be better to call it a bunch. So let's see, how do I pick these? I've never been blueberry picking before. This is exciting. Maybe I should eat one. Look at that. I'm gonna eat one untouched by human hands. That is good. That is delicious, guys. Have you ever eaten fruit untouched by human hands? I better do that again. I didn't pay for those. I ate two blueberries without paying. They'll have to take me to court. Just don't tell them. Don't tell them about my YouTube channel. Don't tell them about this video. Otherwise, they might sue me for stealing two of their blueberries. So let's just keep picking here. Man, like that one's more red. I wonder, what do the red ones taste like? A bit more sour. The blue ones, like the dark blue. They're really sweet. Man, full of flavor. These are so much better than store-bought blueberries. Have you ever eaten fresh blueberries right off the bush? What are they called? A bush? Blueberry bush. Yeah, that's a bush. Right, so, man. Now, we have another fruit here in Canada called Saskatoons. Saskatoons are amazing. I love Saskatoons. You might see, they don't really sell Saskatoons in the stores, but you might see a Saskatoon pie, or I don't know. Saskatoons aren't really sold in stores, but they are wild blueberries. It's basically the same thing. They look a little bit different, and they're not quite as sour as blueberries. They've got kind of a, I love Saskatoon. So if I find some Saskatoon bushes somewhere, I'll make a video about it. I'll let you guys know. Saskatoons are there. I think maybe my favorite, even more than blueberries, but these blueberries are amazing, man. Look at those. Unbelievable, guys. Wish you could be here picking some blueberries with me. So yeah, I mean, just look at these, I mean, these branches are just full. Man, just look at all those. Like, just like, basically hold the thing above the, you know, it won't take me too long to fill up this pail, but thing is, I'm holding my camera with one hand and I'm talking with the other. I mean, not talking with my other hand. I'm holding the camera with one hand and I'm picking with the other hand. So yeah, it's a bit challenging. Can pick about 4 or 5 per grab. Better grab another one to feed here. Yeah, that is so good, guys. Man, look at these. Have you ever seen one fell down on the ground? 10-second rule, right? Have you heard of the 10-second rule? In English, sometimes people say if food falls on the ground, if you pick it up within 10 seconds, you can still eat it. It's after 10 seconds, and then it's got too many germs on it. Have you heard that in your language? Do you have the 10-second rule? In English, we have the 10-second rule. So I can still enjoy that blueberry. Man, that is so good. Just give you another shot of me picking. Look at that. It's like, if there's so many, that it's like 5 or 10 per grab. Look at that. I just grab and better stop eating. Otherwise, I'm not gonna make any progress on filling this pail. So anyway, what else should I say about this blueberry picking field trip? Hey, it's a field trip, right? Every now and then, teachers have to take their students on a field trip. So this is a field trip. I'm not really teaching you English here, although you might learn a few words here and there, but for the most part, it's just a field trip, just to, I don't know, show you some things about Canada. You know, sometimes I just make videos about things about Canada, show you guys, you know, what it's like, some cultural things. Look at that, I just got a bunch of unripe ones. That was a mistake. Better just pick the ripe ones. Yeah, so let me know down in the comments, have you ever... Whoa, look at that handful. One handful, guys. It got like 20 of them. Yeah, have you ever been blueberry picking before? Or fruit picking? You know, every country has different kinds of fruit. You know, if you're in India, maybe you pick mangoes or bananas. Let me know. Have you ever picked... Maybe you even have some fruit trees on your farm, if you live on a farm, or maybe you have some land and you have some trees, I don't know, different kinds of fruits, tropical fruits, pineapple, guava, papaya. Man, fruit is awesome. Let me know, what's your favorite fruit down in the comments? Let me know. I think my favorite fruit, I mean, I love watermelon as like a summer fruit, but I'm not sure if that'd be my favorite. I love mango. I love the taste of mangoes. Mangoes, unfortunately, are a little bit sweet, you know, for me. You can't eat a lot of mangoes. Like, for me, I eat maybe, like, if I eat one mango, that's a lot of sugar already. So mangoes are one of the sugary fruits. Mango milkshake, that is so good. But I like low-sugar fruits. Like, watermelon is a pretty low-sugar... Watermelon and blueberries are actually considered low-sugar fruits, because they have less sugar per, they're less dense, you know. Like, if you eat a watermelon, you think, yeah, it's a really sweet fruit, but actually it's not. It's a lot of water, and it's I mean, people think it's a sweet fruit because they eat a lot of it, but really, if you compare a watermelon to a banana or like a mango or something, you know, mangoes are just dense, that kind of dense fleshy substance. So yeah, some fruits are fleshy, some fruits are not really fleshy. Like, I would say mangoes are that would be the perfect fruit to use the word flesh. Yeah, other fruits, I don't know, there are lots of fruits that that actually I've never really seen growing wild. Like, for example, figs. You know, do you have figs in your country? I don't know if I've ever eaten real figs, like fresh figs. You know, figs are usually sold dry. Same with dates, right? Like dates, I mean, dates usually come from the Middle East. I've never eaten a freshly picked date. How about you? So, I'm doing too much talking, guys. Should do less talking, more picking, right? But yeah, let me know about your favorite fruits and, you know, what your experience is. I'll go to another plant here. Yeah. What your experience is around, you know, fruits. What your favorite fruit. I think probably the best fruits are fruits that are in season. You know, seasonal fruits. Like right now, eating blueberries, I would say maybe at this moment, blueberries are my favorite fruit. They're just, they just hit the spot, you know. If something hits the spot, that means it's just what you need at that moment. You know, if you're thirsty, a glass of cold water hits the spot. You know, if you're out watching a sports match at a bar, you know, a nice cold beer would hit the spot. You know, on a hot summer day, a cold watermelon, that hits the spot, or a mango milkshake hits the spot. So, yeah, probably just different fruits and different seasons. You know, it's nice we have different seasons here. Here in BC, there's a really nice spring season. You know, a lot of fruit grows here in BC, especially in the Okanagan Valley. I think on my Canada trip 2 years ago, I think I took you guys through the Okanagan Valley and we talked a little bit about fruit. So that's where a lot of the fruit in Canada comes from. Apple, orchards, peaches, apricots, you know, a lot of kind of good fruit grows there. Strawberries and just like you can see here, berries. And yeah, man, just look at that. It just looks so beautiful with like the kind of the blueberry colored ones and then the lighter kind of pinkish ones. All right, so this color actually, the color, sometimes you hear people describe color as blueberry blue or blueberry purple. What would you say that's more blue or more purple? Violet maybe? I don't know. But doesn't it just look so beautiful? You got the different colors, the green, the unripe ones are green. And then just different shades. So look on this one, you can't, most of them are not ripe here. So I should really try to target just the ripe ones. Ooh, I see a good one right there. A low-lying branch. Perfect for me to just grab it and get all the berries off. So if a branch is close to the ground, you can describe it as a low-lying branch. So see, like this branch, that one's not low-lying, but like a branch like this here, right? These are low-lying branches. So just gonna, it almost seems like the ripe ones grow closer to the ground maybe, I'm not sure. Not sure about that theory, but just got a gut feeling. That was how it is. A gut feeling just means kind of like you're a hunch. Have you ever heard that word, a hunch? If you have a hunch about something, it means you're not 100% sure, but you have a feeling in your gut. Gut means your stomach, like your innards. Your innards, your internal organs are called your innards. So, yeah, if you have a gut feeling, I don't know which organ you feel it in, but feel it somewhere in your gut, not in your head. It's not a head feeling, a brain feeling. It's a gut feeling. So, yeah, in English we talk about trusting your gut. You know, sometimes in life you just have to trust your gut. You know, your mind might be telling you something, but you just feel maybe something else is right. So you should trust your gut. Like if you're taking an exam and you think one answer might be right, but somehow deep down inside you feel another answer might be right. Very often they say the best strategy for taking an exam is just to trust your gut, you know. Just try your best and trust yourself. I think that's a really good strategy in life, is to trust yourself. You know, if you don't have confidence in yourself, well, it's really hard to accomplish anything in life. you know, then you're always kind of worried about what other people are going to think or what other people are going to say about you, maybe. So, you know, sometimes in life you just have to do it and you have to take criticism. Sometimes I make decisions about my videos, what I say in my videos. People don't like them. People give me flack for that. Flack means like criticism. They give me flack, but you know, it's a decision. You know, in these videos, sometimes I just talk, I speak my mind. I don't think everything through 100%. It's just like natural, right? Natural communication. So I'm not overly afraid of if I say the wrong thing, if I offend a few people, well, you know, it's just part of life, right? Can't make everybody happy. And if you try to make everybody happy, well, then you're just kind of stressing. You just get too stressed out. So that's my life tip for you guys. If you try to make everybody happy, if you try to appease everybody, the word appease means to like try not to make, if someone's angry and you try not to, you don't want them to become angry, you kind of try to appease them, yeah. So I don't know, there's a time for everything, right? There's a time to be careful with your words, and there's a time to just kind of speak your mind openly, naturally, and not be overly afraid of, you know, especially with humor. Humor is results in people getting offended all the time. Like all the comedians, they always talk about this problem where people get offended. You know, like imagine if you're a stand-up comedian, probably like a certain percentage of the people are going to find a joke really funny. A certain percentage are going to find a joke just a little bit funny. And then another certain percentage probably get offended. You know, so what do you do about that as a comedian, you know? I don't know. So very often, if comedians just are too afraid of even, you know, saying, making kind of like risky jokes, then it's... they're probably not going to be very funny because they're too scared of that, right? So it's good if comedians have a bit of confidence and just try out some jokes. You know, my definition of humor is really simple. If it makes you laugh, then it's funny, right? Then it's humor. If it doesn't make you laugh, it's not humor. All right, so if you like what someone says, but it doesn't make you laugh, well, that's not humor, right? If someone criticizes, let's say you don't like a politician, and someone talks bad about that politician, and you just, you know, you kind of like what they say, and you agree with what they say, but if you don't laugh, that's not humor. All right, so humor is very simple. If it makes you laugh, it's funny. If it doesn't make you laugh, it's not funny. That's my definition. How about you? What would you say? What's your definition of humor? Yeah. Talking about all kinds of stuff as we pick our blueberries here. But yeah, different cultures have different kind of ideas of what's acceptable, what's not acceptable. I think here in Western society, we have a pretty open idea on humor. What kind of humor is, what people can make jokes about. We have free speech here. Hopefully we have free speech here for quite a while. So, you know, very often people make fun of political things or religious things, and we have a very high tolerance. We have a high threshold, like our threshold for, you know, sometimes you hear the word threshold, people talk about like a threshold for pain. You know, if a person has a high pain threshold, that means that they can endure a lot of pain without losing their mind, right? So let me know, do you have a high pain threshold or not? Like, for example, if something were to bite me right now here, I think I have a high pain threshold. I wouldn't start screaming if something bit me. But some people would. Like, if a snake came out and bit me, I wouldn't scream. But some people would scream. So I think for me, I have a very high pain threshold. Also, for humor, if people say things you don't like, what do you do about that? You know, do you get angry and offended and go and start, you know, saying bad things about their family or something like that? Or do you just kind of take it? You know,
in our society, Western society, it's pretty open, so we're allowed to joke about, you know, religious things and political things and stuff like that. But a lot of people are from countries where that's not acceptable. You know, so we just have to be flexible. Just know that if you guys come to Canada, oh no, that's my alarm. Why did I set my alarm for 4 p.m.? I have no idea. Maybe it was my blueberry picking. Maybe it was my, did I set an alarm to come blueberry picking? Maybe I did. Maybe I'm early, that's why. Or actually, I think 4 o'clock is when they close. I think I have to go back, guys, because it's 4 o'clock. I think they're probably wanting to close their farm here. Yeah. So what do I have? I have half a pail here. I've been talking the whole time. And anyway, just remember, be flexible, be, you know, there's different ideas out there, different values. Everybody has a different kind of ideas of what's funny, what's not. And yeah, so that's my speech for today. And just showing you guys some blueberry stuff here in Canada. Hey, so this is a great video, actually. A good video about Canada. Talking about Canadian values and talking about Canadian blueberries. So welcome here, guys. Hope if you come to Canada, you can just enjoy a nice blueberry field like this. So a place like this can be called a blueberry field or a blueberry farm. So yeah, the nice people would probably live in that house there. And wonder how much money they make every year with these blueberries. But yeah, 10 bucks a pail, that seems really cheap from my perspective. So yeah, I hope you guys can come out here to BC and pick a few blueberries sometime. Maybe we can even go blueberry picking together. It'd be great. Maybe one day I'll have a blueberry farm and we can go, look at that, we can go blueberry picking together. So until then, hope you guys have a great day. Stay safe, stay happy. I love you so much. Here's a blueberry just for you. All right, I'll eat it for you. Well, my friends, God bless you. And one more blueberry for the road. And I'll see you guys over in the next episode of Mad English TV. Take care.